The reason chosen for the reading chosen for this afternoon is Mark chapter 10, verses 42 to 45. Jesus called his disciples together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Over the last week, we've heard so much said in admiration of our late monarch, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We've heard some wonderful stories. I wonder which has been your favourite. One of my favourites has been the one about when the Queen was about to take afternoon tea at her Sandringham estate in Norfolk when she realised there was no cake. So she donned a headscarf, perhaps like we saw earlier in one of the pictures, and she walked into the village shop, whereby a lady suddenly exclaimed, "Good heavens, you look just like the Queen." To which Her Majesty replied, "How reassuring." Another story was told about when the Queen was out walking on the Balmoral estate with her protection officer, when a group of American tourists failed to recognise her and asked if she lived locally. The monarch responded by saying that she had a house nearby. And the group then asked whether she had actually met the Queen herself, to which the Queen replied, "No, but this policeman has." But as well as the great fun side of Her Majesty that's been remembered over this last week, people from across the world have spoken words of great admiration for her humility, her great wisdom, compassion, kindness, her great interest, real, genuine interest in others, whoever they were. People have spoken of her faith, her fortitude through difficult times, and her constant presence in our ever-changing world. But above all, the thing that has been spoken of more than any other has been her life of selfless service. On her 21st birthday, 1947, Princess Elizabeth, broadcasting from Cape Town, said these words, "I declare before you that all my life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong." Her Majesty stayed true to her promise and devotedly served her people all her long life, even going out of her way to welcome in the new Prime Minister last week, Liz Truss, just days before she died. You see, Her Majesty saw herself as our servant queen. But where did she get this model of leadership from? What gave her strength to lead in this selfless way over so many years? Well, it's because our servant queen served her servant king. The Queen was always transparent about her Christian faith. She repeatedly attributed the strength and inspiration for her servant leadership to her faith in Jesus Christ, her Lord. It was Jesus that inspired her, energized her. Jesus was her stronghold. And in her 2002 Christmas Day broadcast, she said, "I know just how much I rely on my own faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel. In 2014, she said, "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor for my life." In 2016, she said, "Billions of people now follow Christ's teaching and find him the guiding light for their lives. I am one of them." In 2012, she said, "This is the time of year when we remember that God sent his only Son to serve, not to be served. He restored love and service to the center of our lives in the person of Jesus Christ." You see, Queen Elizabeth was a servant queen because she served a servant king. Servanthood was the pattern laid down by Jesus, the pattern made clear by the passage I read just a few moments ago from Mark 10, where Jesus said, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Son of Man is a title taken by Jesus that refers to God's supreme and everlasting King. It refers to the sovereign monarch of the whole universe. There is no one greater than the Son of Man. Yet in contrast to leaders of the day then and leaders today, Jesus led through great sacrificial service, even to the point of giving his life for the sins of his people. He paid the ransom payment so they can be forgiven. On her Christmas Day message in 2011, Queen Elizabeth said, "Although we are capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves, from our recklessness or our greed. God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but he sent a saviour with the power to forgive." She went on and said, "Forgiveness lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It can heal broken families, it can restore friendships, and it can reconcile divided communities. It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love." Our servant queen knew that she needed to be served herself by her servant king. And through personally knowing Jesus, she received the love and forgiveness of her greater monarch, and she received the eternal life that he came to bring. And it's a love and forgiveness and eternal life that she longed for others to experience too, which is why she prayed for you and me, her subjects. And this is what she prayed in one of her prayers. Christmas Day 2011, she said, "It is my prayer that we might all find room in our lives for the message of the angels and for the love of God through Christ our Lord. It is my prayer that we might all find in our lives, we might all find room in our lives for the message of the angels and for the love of God through Christ our Lord." We're all here this afternoon because we've all known and loved our servant queen. Her great desire was that we might all know her servant king, the Lord Jesus Christ, our queen's greater monarch, and yours and mine too. If you'd like to find out more about King Jesus and looking into the Christian faith that our late queen knew, then please speak to me afterwards. because I'd love to share more with you.